Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and together we look forward to the great feast that we're going to celebrate this Sunday. In most dioceses, it'll be celebrated Sunday. If you celebrated it yesterday, then let's just keep on rejoicing. The great feast of the Ascension, when Jesus returns to his Father. Saint John Paul, it's the first time I can use it on the radio, and I love saying it. Saint John Paul said this about the Ascension. In the scripture readings, the whole significance of Christ's Ascension is summarized for us. The richness of this mystery is spelled out in two statements. Jesus gave instructions, and then Jesus took his place. He says, the words of Jesus became a treasure for the church to guard and to proclaim, to meditate on and to live. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit implanted in the church an apostolic charism in order to keep this revelation intact. Through his words, Jesus was to live on in his church. I am with you always. And so the whole ecclesial community became conscious of the need for fidelity to the instruction of Jesus. And this solicitude was to pass from generation to generation down to our own day. And he goes on to say, be imbued with the hope that is so much a part of the mystery of the Ascension of Jesus. Be deeply conscious of Christ's victory and triumph over sin and death. And realize that the strength of Christ is greater than our weakness, greater than the weakness of the whole world. That's what we put our faith in, is Christ's strength, Christ's truth, Christ's place before the Father, Christ's power to save us. Put our faith there. And on this Ascension, that's what we want to do. St. John Paul says, renew your faith today in the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has gone to prepare a place for us so that he can come back again and take us to himself. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's what we want to be able to receive in this great feast, this great time. We want to be in a place, brothers and sisters, where we can receive Christ's goodness, but we can also receive his wisdom. We can receive his promise that he would be with us always, his assurance that we would see him again. Brothers and sisters, this is the truth of who God is. This is the truth of what he desires to give us. Will we put our faith in him? Will we trust him? Will we believe in him? Will we follow him? That's the question. And there are questions that are very, very, very important. This first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Keep praying that prayer, brothers and sisters, as I've been encouraging you. Every day, pray, come, Holy Spirit. Fill the heart of this faithful one, or this one who tries to be faithful. Kindle in me the fire of your love. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon me. Pray that way every day during these days prior to the great feast of Pentecost. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord, activate all the graces and gifts you gave me in baptism and confirmation. Activate those graces. I want them, Lord Jesus. I want to follow you. Scripture goes on to say, when they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And he answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. And while they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside him. And they said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. So they see him going. They rejoice that he's returning to heaven, to his Father. At the same time, there's that human loss. And so they gather together with Mary. And in these days, they begin to pray to see what God would do with them and how he would work with them. The second reading for this Sunday is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. This is for you, brothers and sisters, listening to this. May God give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. In accord with the exercise of his great might which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Read that passage over and over, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. Read that over and make that prayer your own. On this great feast of the Ascension, God has grace for you and gifts for you. And then we come to the Gospel, Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And when they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. And then Jesus approached and said to them, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. I have all the power. I'm giving you the power to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Look what Jesus asked us. We are his disciples, are we not? What did Jesus ask of us? He said, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. That's not just for the priests, brothers and sisters. That's not just for priests. That's the duty of every baptized Christian. We're called to play our part We may not actually baptize them, though in certain conditions, under certain conditions, we may. Look at the catechism, read it carefully. But for most of us, that is not the call, but the call is to prepare the heart to be baptized, to open the heart, to speak the truth, to give by the way in which you live your life testimony to the truth in which you live. It's not the words out of your mouth, it's the life you live that preaches. You can supplement it with your words, but the main tool of preaching is your own flesh, how you live, what your priorities are, what you do when it's difficult and there's hardship, how you worship Him, how you praise and thank Him, how you bless His holy name in thought, word, and deed. That's what people should see. And that brings them to say, how is it that you have so much peace? How is it that you have so much courage? How is it that you have so much hope? And then you have the fertile ground to preach the gospel. It's because I love Jesus Christ, because I've given my life to Him, because I know that this life is not all there is, etc., etc. You can do it. By the grace and power of God. Jesus told us on the feast of the Ascension, He said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And He's saying this directly to the apostles, but also in a way to us. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And so we need to observe all that we have been commanded by the grace and the power and the mercy of God. Doesn't mean we have to be perfect before our life can be held up as witness. Because part of our witness is our willingness to admit our mistakes, our willingness to ask forgiveness, our willingness to get up and try again. In other words, our humility. In all those ways, we preach. Jesus poured that out especially upon the apostles and upon the future priests, the future apostles of the church. But every one of us is baptized into that same Holy Spirit, and each of us is called to witness and to testify. Brothers and sisters, let us prepare for Pentecost, when the power of the Spirit can be invigorated in your own life, re-enkindled in your own life, or perhaps for the first time. Brought out of storage, all these gifts in us, that unless we cooperate, unless we put our will behind them, will lie dormant. But if we choose to be His disciple and to follow Him, there's so much grace and so much life. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, the world mocks it. But who do you care more about? The joy and the pleasure of God your Father and Jesus your Savior and the power of the Holy Spirit, or what the world thinks? What do you want? Make some choices. This is a time and a season of great grace, brothers and sisters. Let's celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. Reread what Jesus said. And then let's pray. Over these next days, until the great feast of Pentecost, let us pray that the Holy Spirit may take up His place in our lives, and that we may be open to the graces and gifts that He wants to give us, and the graces and gifts that He wants to work through us. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.